So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Here joining me today from sunny Leeds is Luke Goodwin. Apologies.
Hiya.
Personal trainer in Leeds. Hey, Luke, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. It's very warm here in Leeds.
Oh, I struggled to sleep last night. I really
melting.
Yeah, melting, literally.
You need to make sure you get that suntan lotion. Honestly, I think, oh no, I'm fine. And then I get a sunburned head. And it's like, oh, it's not good at all. So you're a personal trainer. Ever. How long have you been a personal trainer for?
Not long. I actually only qualified a few months ago. So I actually got my certificate through during lockdown. But I've been studying for the last year. It's just, I ran a business for 4 years in sports trading, the kind psychologically the ups and downs became too much to deal with. Yeah. So I just thought, what do I do every day that I enjoy, and that's fitness. So I thought, follow my passion, and
love
that's
it.
Where I am.
And it's interesting that you've got qualified during lockdown. We've done some amazing stuff in lockdown as well. And I think there's two kind of, maybe three camps here. Ones who are, I just want to survive lockdown. And that's totally fine as well, by the way. And then there's others that are just Netflixing and chilling, which is fine as well, if that's what we want to do. And then there's another group of people who are going, oh, screw this for a game of soldiers. Let's see what we can do to make a change in our lives. And you're clearly one of them. And I'm one of them. And probably other people watching this are one of us as well. So congratulations on, because it's not easy. So congratulations on, one, making a decision, and two, putting the work in, because it's bloody hard.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's your goals in terms of fitness? Do you do group coaching? Do you do one-on-one? Is it a mixture? What sort of stuff do you do?
So for now, I was meant to be starting in a new, brand new gym on the 4th of July, but I think Boris has delayed that. So it's just a waiting game. So I'm aligned with a gym that I really, really like for the personal training element. But the other side, I absolutely must build an online fitness community. That's something that I really, really want to do, because I think as a fitness professional, I think it's a bit silly not to try and do that, because look what's happened to PTs during the last few months. Yeah. And at least if you've got a loyal kind of online community, you can do outdoor workouts live. You can do various options. So I'm kind of, they're the two directions, doing the PTing in the new gym and then trying to build an online community. The latter is obviously a heavy learning process. I need to learn about marketing, more about social media, how to build groups and stuff. So, I'm confident I'll get there in the end.
We can cover some of that in today's session anyway, because we always like to do a little bit of coaching just to help people, not you, but help other people watching you as well. Just like, how do you get something off the ground and get some momentum going? And then also there's some technical challenges around, how do you take payments online? What's the system supposed to look like? Because we've got a couple of bits of advice we can help you with, which might be suitable, might not be suitable, but certainly suitable for people watching as well. And also I think that there's a fundamental shift in the way that people do business now in the last 3 months that has changed forever the way that people are going to do business. A lot of people have been caught with their pants down, no additional income stream, no online income stream. Like, who could have foreseen this? Like, nobody.
No.
Like, totally out of the blue.
Not even Nostradamus could have predicted this.
The January 2020 version of 2020 is vastly different than the June version of 2020. And we were lucky because we've got a couple of training courses that we sell for like £27. And that generates about £2,000 a month for us every single month. And we knew that was where we were wanting to head anyway, but we were just slightly ahead of the curve. And so we already had them created, and then lockdown came in. And also it's different for me because I'm lucky because we've got all the property in Leeds. We've been investing in Leeds for 20 as an investor, but this is a nice little top up for that. And we're constantly looking at what extra products can we add on that are going to actually help people, not just selling a product for the sake of selling a product. And our goal was supposed to be one new training product every month. And actually, we've gone the other way because of lockdown. I'm here with wife, who's a school teacher, and the little one who's 5 years old. And so that's kind of stopped because I've had homeschool effectively. So on one hand, we were lucky to have got that before lockdown happened. And then when lockdown did happen, we're not able to produce anything else. But I think there's two types of training that you could probably provide. There's a helicopter going over, by the way, so it's probably no worries. I don't know. So there's two types of training that you could probably do. One is pre-recorded training, and then the second one is live training. So, like, the pre-recorded stuff could be for people who want a specific result. So, like, I'm 5'7" and I play basketball, and everybody says, oh, you picked the wrong sport. And I'm like, yeah, should have been a jockey or something. But, like, there's a training course, and it's called Boeing Vert, like vertical, Boeing Vert, and it's about jumping to be able to jump higher. Okay. So one guy created a product, and it's like £300, and he sells so many of those products every single month that he never has to work again because of one online product. So he did the work 5 years ago, and he's literally lived off that work that took him maybe 6 months for the rest of his life, you know? So there's that, and that could be aligned to a sport. What sport did you used to play?
I was kind of a jack of all trades, but mate, I started off young playing rugby, and then I played a little bit of football. They were the two main sports, I'd say.
So you could then go, because in both of us sports, you need explosive speed.
Yeah, yeah.
You need jumping ability. You need, how you know, it's like the fast twitch muscle, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
What are the skills for that? Quick reaction timing, what are the skills for that? As a basketball player, I used to do loads of footwork drills, and one of the reasons why I was quite good was my footwork was excellent, and we practiced footwork without the ball, whereas other kids, they just want to shoot, which is fine, but they never had footwork and never reached a certain level. So, like, you could do a pre-recorded, very specific for footballers, and another one that's very specific, which is almost the same content, but you package them differently, one for football, one for rugby. It's a six-week training course. It could be three sessions per week that last 45 minutes. So you end up with three videos times 6 weeks. It's 18 videos. Each video is 45 minutes long. It might take you 6 weeks to create it, but once it's created, you've done. That's you've got fun, that then.
Yeah.
Next 10 years, 20 years, whatever, until it needs to be renewing or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's the pre-recorded stuff. The other thing you could do, because there's probably not many people doing this anyway, but like you could take another sport. Let's pick a random one like tennis, totally random, different movements because it's more lateral. But you could get a tennis coach and you could joint venture. So because you've already done all the rugby and football and know how to create it, I mean, you just split it down the middle. You get 50%, you get 50%. Everyone's happy. Then you go and do, I don't know, crochet. I don't know, whatever. Not crochet, but whatever. You know,
You
have a whole series. So, like, it's one of the reasons I love doing interviews like this is because we can bring extra things to the party and people can go, oh, I never even thought about that. And people watching are going, you know, is there something that I can do in my business that we can do a pre-recorded training course and something like that? The second one is live. So, like, I go live four times a week now. The only day I don't go live is Tuesdays, weekdays-wise. We'll probably create something for that as well. But the live stuff, you could go live for 5 minutes with little bits of information, and then there's an upsell for a specific product. So you could do it that way. Or you could go live, you know, every Tuesday night and every Thursday night, 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. or whatever it's going to be, and people can join you for a live whatever exercise it happens. Weight loss one for muscle building, that kind of thing.
What
are you doing right now for your marketing?
Mainly online, because my capital's not great due to, you know, lockdown and stuff. I'm just trying to...
No one's got money in a new business.
No. So I'm just trying to utilise as many kind of free online resources as possible. Google My Business, all the free PT directories, other directories. I'm trying to reach out to local health businesses to maybe have some kind of conversation about, you know, refer, something along those lines. You know, like, I need to reach out to physiotherapists and stuff like that, because I'm sure they come across plenty of people that are interested in PTing. Yeah. It's, with a more specialised thing like that, though, it's how to approach a PT that I could do with some a physiotherapist. Yeah. How, you know, what's my in, what's the best way to get in?
Specializing. So if you say specialize in footballers who want to take their game to that next level, recovery from injury, strengthening so they don't get that injury again, I think that specialism right there is probably where you do it. It could be football or rugby, or it could be both, because actually it's kind of the same muscles. Rugby's different different upper body strength, and the guys are different shapes as well, of course. So there is a need for a rugby player shape in football, but that's usually to do damage. But, you know, so there's different specialisms needed for different people. But I think that would be a good look. Someone's asked a question, so let's pull up a question. Hey, Dan. Hi, Luke. Also, at that point where I want to grow my online community, ideas for growing Facebook groups. So that's a really good point, actually. And I can feel a diagram coming on. So I'll do a diagram in a minute.
You love a diagram, don't you?
Oh, I love a diagram. You know me too well. Let me change the screen and then you can see the diagrams a bit.
Awesome.
I think visually, and I understand better visually, and I think more people are like that.
Me too.
So what we have here is Facebook. This is your group. Have you got a group right now?
No, but I do want one. It's something that is in my head.
If you imagine, let's just say football for now. Let's say you had a group and it was something like raise your game as a footballer, or how to reach that next level with specific training for footballers. Crap names, but think of a name. There's all those outdoor five-a-side football places and the indoor ones as well right now. Saturday football's huge, isn't it, in Leeds? So you could build a group full of those people who want to increase. I can talk about this, actually, because as a basketball player, and I used to, you know, I remember training 5 nights a week, and I was always looking at what could I do to take my game to the next level. Yeah. But joining a group with other like-minded people and being able to share with an expert who can give advice on what I can do to improve my game from a physical point of view, that would have been really, you know, I'm not the strongest, I'm not the tallest, but I still had to use my physicality in a game, obviously.
Of course.
So then what you're supposed to do, this is Facebook, like on your profile. This one might be LinkedIn. This one might be Twitter. Can you guys see that? All right, yeah. This one might be Insta. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to drive everybody back to your group. So the posts that you're putting out right now, what's the call to action on your posts?
Right now, nothing. Literally nothing right
now.
That's
the right answer, because it's the wrong answer. So the right answer would be either to a group or to your website. Where you're
driving, I've got a website.
Your landing page. But most people do this wrong. We drive people to the landing, to the website, and it's their homepage. And there's no call to action on the homepage. So I might put the link, go to your website, and then I don't know what to do from there.
And I get you.
Most websites say, we're the best, we're the greatest, we can help. Call this number, fill in this form. Nobody fills in a form, nobody phones, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So what you should be doing is selling the next step, continually selling the next step. So step number one, this is how you want to do it. So you could have a low-priced product for 27 quid is our sweet spot, by the way. So this is your website. And what you want to do is drive them and say, hey, guys, I go live inside my group twice a week, three times a week, and I give advice about how to have explosive speed or how to avoid injury or whatever, and you go live twice a week. So you post that on Facebook saying, come and join the group because I'm going to go live. People then come into the group, and a couple of things happen here. One is it builds authority, because now who's the expert in the group? Well, the guy that owns the group. You might not even be an authority, but you have to be because you're the guy who owns the group. You must be the authority, right? The next one it does is it builds trust. People won't buy from you unless they trust you, so you have to build trust. The next one is authenticity. Authenticity. Whoop, can't spell it. Like, and people go, yeah, but I don't sound right in Facebook groups. And I'm like, dude, I sound like this to crying out loud. Do you know what I mean? I look like this, and yet we've still got over a million minutes watched on YouTube. We've got 450 podcasts that have been downloaded. Hundreds of thousands of people have downloaded podcasts. And I sound like this. So we know you can do it. So in a group, you're going to get authority, trust, authenticity. And then at that point, every so often, you can post into the group, I've got this product and it's a £27 product. Or it could be a one-month trial for a quid. And then the upsell is £27 a month recurring.
Yeah.
So now you're building a recurring model, a recurring business model. So this here, so you're driving them into the group where you're building all this. and then you might post to a specific page hanging off your website, which is a landing page for, say, a £27 product. Or it could be the, you know, the 6-week training course on how to be explosive in your football skills, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So here, now this is structure, and most people haven't got structure. They're just posting on social media, they're sending them to a homepage, nothing happens. And then they go, you know, that social media marketing is crap, doesn't work.
Yeah.
No, it does.
Yeah.
You gotta know where do you want them to go. So it's like dating. People go on a date, you need to ask them to marry you on the first date. That's what people do in marketing. They go on Facebook and they go, hey, buy my thing, it's awesome. People are like, no, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
So that's why you want to put them in here, date them, like not really.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you might get lucky, I don't know. Yeah. but build authority, trust, authenticity, and then you can start selling them the lower end stuff, or maybe the higher end stuff. It doesn't have to be a low price product before you sell a higher price product. We closed some coaching this week and it was £5,000 for 6 months, which is awesome, obviously. But we've got £27 products. They didn't buy that. They just went and bought the £5,000 product.
Yeah, I get you.
You don't have to have a lower price product. But again, just making sure you can see here. But again, you should have product number one. Let's put that here. And that might be a £27. You might have a £270 product number two. Most people, and you might have a £2,700 product number three. Like, it'd be really cool selling these nearly £3,000 products. But, you know, if you sold 10 of them 1 month, 2 of them 1 month, and 1 of them 1 month, happy days, right?
Absolutely.
But again, most businesses, especially PTs, they don't know what goes into product number one. It's just like they've not thought it through. It's not written down. There's no clear guidance as to what the customer's going to get. So the customer's confused. I mean, hell, the PT's confused, let alone, but forget about the customer. And then product number two, that also needs to have, step this way, you need to understand what goes into that. What's the actual benefit for the person? So product number one could be how to avoid injury. Product number two could be, here's how you get explosive speed. Product number three could be one-on-one coaching over a 10-month period. And we're going to take you from here to here. So you could do stuff like that. Is that kind of making sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. Really does.
Yeah.
I'm quite my brain works quite mathematically.
Right.
So I see things so logically and in black and white, which serves me sometimes and doesn't in other scenarios. Yeah. But that kind of visual representation, it just goes straight in and I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to drive people to the group before the website. It could be side by side. So it could be a group or the website. But if you're going to drive people to the website, don't send them to a homepage, send them to a landing page.
Yeah.
And even on the landing page, you could do it like this. So you send people to a landing page and you have a free product. The free product could be some like 4 or 5 videos, 10 minutes each. So it's 50 minutes worth of content, but it's free and it solves a particular problem. So a person lands on this page here. They consume that content and then you have a series of emails that then now you consume that. Why don't you buy the £27 product or the £270? They've already experienced how good you are through the free stuff. And again, this is where a lot of people make these mistakes because their free stuff is like an ebook. I'll just do an ebook. Ebooks are crap. Mm. It's 2020. Nobody wants an ebook. Everybody knows that they're crap, right? 10 pages. It's not a book. It's a pamphlet for a start. Yeah. It's a brochure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you like to create something that adds value, we're just doing this with one of our clients who does IBS. And she was giving away an ebook. And I'm like, how many people have downloaded? It's like 2 in the last 2 years. And so we've actually created for her a £27 product. And it's training videos on how to solve IBS. And if that doesn't work, then you can go and get the one-on-one coaching. So there's upsells behind it. So now she's selling these £27 products. She's never sold anything before like this.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't able to get even give away the ebooks because there's no value in ebooks, but there is value in a £27 product. And in fact, just this morning, yesterday, she said to me, I think it needs to be more expensive because the amount of value that's in there, well, that's awesome. You're going to sell loads of them. Now they're getting to know you. Now you're the authority, they trust you, you've got authenticity, they've consumed your content. That's a much easier sale. than an Instagram post and trying to sell some coaching off that. That's really hard because people don't know who you are and that kind of thing. Let's have a look. We've got a question coming. Or statement. Hey, Luke and Dan, have you considered other online streaming services such as Twitch? Really good opportunities for monetizing directly through live streaming. So no, but also for me, Twitch is more games orientated. And so no is the answer to that. Let me give you the solution to creating a simple online course, Luke, because I think that might help you. And you can literally go and have a look at this.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
And I'll spell it because my THs, I can never pronounce them properly. So I'll spell it. So it's called thinkific.com. And it's got three courses. So you can create course number one, can be about something. You can create another course, and you can create another course. And it doesn't cost you a penny. It even accepts payments like Stripe and PayPal. It takes a little bit of setting up. But you can create that, and you can start creating your own pre-recorded training courses, which sounds weird, doesn't it? Because that's like proper business owner stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know people struggle because they sometimes don't feel like a proper business owner. They feel like they're playing at it, or it's like part-time, and because they're not quite sure what to do. Having something like this, what happens is you create your training course, one or two or three. Once that's created, you never have to recreate it. You don't have to do anything with it. All you got to do is book it.
Can I just jump in a second? It's really interesting you said that, because I was having a chat with my partner last night, and I don't just want to be a PT. Like, I'm not going into this just to be a PT. Yeah. I want to be a fitness authority. I want to be a fitness business owner. So, like, a PT will play a huge part of that, and it's something I know I'm going to love doing, you know, being face-to-face.
Yeah.
But I don't just want to be known as a personal trainer. I want to create a really large fitness business. So I'm glad you've just mentioned that, because it's those kind of things that will allow me to do that.
Yeah. So what most people do, these are pound signs in case you can't read them. What most people do, they go, I'm going to be a PT. I'm the best PT on the planet. I know exactly what I'm doing. I've done all the training. I love it. I eat it. I sleep it. I'm built like a brick shit house. Everything, right? And yet I don't earn any money, £15-20 an hour. You can't earn any money because everyone says the same thing. All people who are into PT are built like brick shit houses. There's no difference between one and the other. They think there is, but there isn't really. They're all the same. So what you need to do is you need to move up this pyramid. There's less experts at the top, so there's less competition. You have to be an expert in a particular niche. So that's why I was saying earlier, it could be rugby, it could be football, but what's the niche within that? Is it explosive speed? Is it protection from injury? And then you're going to get paid the big bucks.
Yeah.
Give me an example. I know a PT, and he's, listen to the language. I know a PT, he lives in London. He charges £10,000. I mean, he's not really a PT because he's up here. He charges 10 grand. I think it's over 10 weeks, something like that. It's not a massively long program, but he gets results. And his target is very busy business owners who haven't got any time at all, but working 60-hour weeks. So he gets up at 6, he goes around to the house, and he works them every single day. And in 10 or 12 weeks, he goes from this to this, you know, the before after picture, right? But that's very, very specific, and he gets paid an awful lot of money, and he works, what, 5 hours a week? Do you know what I mean? 2 days rest on a Saturday? Over 10 weeks, and he gets paid 10 grand. And the reason he can do that is because he's gone up here. Now, there's a risk that people, there's a perceived risk that people have. They go, but if I just become a niche just on football, I'm going to lose people who just want to get healthy, and I'm going to lose all this. Well, what's the point? Because they're not paying you enough anyway. You want these guys. You want a very specific result. And so the other thing I was going to say just earlier was you have to be selling a specific result, not just PT. Yeah. I want to lose weight. Everyone wants to lose weight. What does that even mean? Yeah. Doesn't mean anything.
Absolutely.
I want more money. Here's a quid. You should be happy. No, I want more than that. Well, how much? And so if you can sell a specific result, that's where you're going to get this. So, for example, if you...
Well, my...
Go on.
No, go on, sorry.
I was going to say, if you brand yourself, I'll give you an example. I've put a lot of weight on because we're in lockdown. You're going to be a chunk, a hunk, or a drunk, right? I'm a chunk, definitely a chunk. No. But before that, last summer, over a 12-week period, I lost 10 kilos through fasting. And I was working out a little bit, but not hugely. But I lost a lot of weight, right? I was eating once a day. Sometimes I'd eat once every 2 days. It was great. Very healthy. So much awareness. Like a veil had been lifted for my concentration levels. Brilliant. Then we had some personal stuff going on with kids back at home. And then you go to food because that's the comfort. Put all the weight back on. Now we're in lockdown. But if you could sell that result, if you could say guaranteed, which is a risk, by the way, guaranteed 10 kilos in 12 weeks, how many people would sign up for that? Like loads.
Yeah.
You have to put some caveats in the guarantees. You have to do exactly what I say. You have to keep a food diary. You have to work out exactly what I'm doing, you know, exactly when I say you're going to work out. And you could charge $5,000 for that. Like, why can you not charge $5,000 for that? But you can't charge Joe Bloggs, who's on £10 an hour, that. But you can charge busy business owners who work so much, they're putting the pounds on, you know, because they come home and they're just stopped and working again. Those people exist, and especially in somewhere like Leeds, there's a lot of wealth in Leeds. It doesn't feel like it's But those people definitely exist. But you've got to be selling a very specific result, and most people are not selling a specific result. Lose weight, gain muscle, doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's too generic, isn't it?
It is. So if you could say, put you on the spot, if I were to ask you, what's the one result that you could get someone right now, what would it be? Is it a particular industry, footballers? Is it a particular body type, rugby players who want to muscle up? What is it?
Because my specialisms are muscle building and strength, I would dial in deeply into actual numbers on specific lifts. So, for example, I'd say I can take your bench press from 100 kilos to 140, or I can take your squat from 140 to 180. So I'd be, because with a particular series of lifts, it identifies a really small part of the market. So some people go and train for general fitness, but some people want to put those numbers up on very specific lifts because it does build muscle and it does increase strength.
So, the number of people that want to do that is very small, however.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How many people are going to pay for that?
Yeah, no, you are right. It needs to look more sexy than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you can go too niche.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah,
and
yeah.
What's the benefit for someone going, would this be bench press?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's the benefit for the person being able to go from here to here? What do they get out of it?
The two main things is increased muscle.
Right.
Bench press, it's going to be shoulders, chest, and triceps.
Benefit? That's the consequence. What's the benefit? Do they get more girls chasing them? Is that the real benefit? Are they able to, in rugby, instead of getting knocked down, they're doing the knocking down? What's the absolute benefit?
Honestly, and it's not a physical thing. It maybe drives the ego a little bit, but it, like, you know, when my lifts have gone up in the gym, my confidence has gone through the roof. Like, I feel, you know what I mean? It's a huge, knowing your numbers are going up and you feel stronger, it's great physically, but it's the mental, one of my main reasons for getting into PT or into fitness is it's not physical. It's the mental attributes gained. And I know that doesn't seem as attractive as, or grow a bigger chest or get stronger or have bigger biceps, but that's the kind of, it helps with longevity and sustainability. And if it's building your character, so it's not just about, do you get what? It's more of a mental game, and I think that resonates with a lot of people, but I don't know how I can communicate that through marketing.
So
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so we have these things called avatars, you know, the film Avatar. He's basically a big blue man, so he kind of steps into that body using a telepath thing, right? So he represents, that's what an avatar is. And so there are all sorts of avatars. So, for example, your avatar is someone who plays rugby or football. Your other avatar, your target audience, might be a man who works, and it might not be male, it might be more female oriented, I don't know, but I'll go with men for now. It might be a man who's busy working, but his body's out of shape. That's a particular type of avatar. It could be a man who's been so busy working, he's now had to get a divorce because his wife doesn't know who he is anymore. He's always at work. And now he wants to change that. So now he wants to build his... I don't like ego because ego's...
No, I don't.
He wants to build his confidence. So if this is how you build your confidence for the rest of your life. I can take it from 100 kilogram bench press to 140 kilogram bench press. Imagine the chest that you've got with that, and imagine how much confidence you'd feel for the rest of your life. Like, that's how you communicate it. So if I'm someone who's struggling with my confidence, and I'm thinking, if I only had a better body, I would have that. That's one type of avatar that you could go for.
I get you.
Another type of avatar is someone who walks, like, I'm 47 now, and I'm very aware of my body shape has got worse for the last 3 months, like a lot of people probably watching this has. And I'm very aware of that. And I wake up on the morning, I've got a cricked neck. I'm feeling like I'm 70 right now. Climb up the steps like an old man. I'm 47. So now in my mind, I'm thinking longevity. But I've got a gym downstairs. I just can't get to it. It's only 13 steps. I don't know what's up with me. I just can't be bothered, you know. But I know that I need to get there because I want to live to see my daughter get married.
Yeah.
That's a different type of avatar. And that's the type of stuff you should be going live about to drive people into your group. And you might even go live about that in your group. This is how you're going to get longevity. This is how you're going to live an extra 50 years. I'm going to get you from 100 to 140K. I'm going to drop the weight. I'm going to make you feeling like $1 million.
I think...
Yeah, go on.
No, I was just going to say, I think one of my main ideas in my head was, since I became a dad, I've gone like leveled up completely in terms of physicality, but I guarantee 99% of dads go the other way.
Yeah, I agree.
So for me, I've used being a dad as fuel to make myself physically and mentally better.
Yeah.
But dads get stressed and they sacrifice their health because they're so burdened with, say, finances, career, and family and kids. But the way I see it is, if fitness and health is my foundation, I can be a better dad.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I want to speak with dads and reverse engineer their thought process to understand, if you create this, it will give you these things. Does that make any sense? That's kind of where this all came from, because I'm in touch with a lot of dads and I see the way they go with their health.
And also the thing, after a new kid comes along, one of the things I notice, I've got three children, is dads don't get a second looking. The wife or the partner gets all the attention, the kid gets all the attention, and then the social worker comes around goes, and how's dad? Fine. Because all dads are fine, right?
Yeah.
Our legs have fallen off and our arms are about to... No, we're fine. So, and then the social worker goes, okay, that's nice. And then the back, and we don't get a look in at all. Mm. And I think there's a big space here, and the community that you should be building inside that group could be for dads. And there might be a period of time here after the birth. It could be 6 to 9 months after, because they're just trying to survive and there's no sleep.
Cool.
And they're putting weight on, and they know they're putting weight on because they've only lost 9 months. They eat when they can. And then the added stress of maybe going down from two incomes down to one income, maybe.
Absolutely.
Added pressure of being a great dad and an amazing dad, which is a lot of bloody pressure.
Yeah.
I can speak from experience for sure. So I think actually this could be your niche.
Yeah.
It might not be how you get faster at football, but it could be a whole circle of stuff. So if we talk about dad's well-being, we have sport, we have social, we have self-belief, we have confidence. We have a relationship with our partner and our kids. What else is there? But this is a vicious circle. So when one drops, all the others drop.
Yeah, so absolutely.
You could be part of this. So you're then starting to build confidence because they've got a better body. And it's not just about the body. It's about dads also sharing, dude, you're an amazing dad. I'm like, I'm not. No, trust me, you are. All dads struggle with this. Because we all think we're terrible dads. I don't know why society allows us to think that we are, but it's definitely a fact. I'm pretty sure I'm not on this on my own. And the fact that you brought that up and it resonates so highly with me as well. And there's other dads watching this, and there's probably women watching this are going, my husband, oh my God, he's got this enormous belly. And we call it a dad bod, you know, to make it sound like it's acceptable. And society will go, no, it is acceptable. The man is going, it's not, I've never had this before. And we're upset, even though it might even be a small inch or two. We know what we look like and we're disappointed by it. But I reckon for you, this could be pretty strong. But we don't know until you test it.
No, of course not.
So the testing comes when you're going out onto social media and really hard, because it's not the number of likes and it's not the number of engagement.
No.
And people measure how well they're doing based on that. This guy that I closed a £5,000 coaching, he'd not clicked like on anything. I didn't know he existed. Nothing.
Yeah.
But he still paid the money. So likes and engagement are a really bad indicator as to how well you're doing. It's nice to look at because it builds the ego. But what you want to be doing is getting into engagement, specifically with dads. And the question you ask dads is, what's your biggest problem? As a dad with two sons, aged 3 and 5, what's your biggest problem? Oh, I'm out of breath all the time, trying to play football, whatever. Well, what about in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time? Do you want to see them getting married? Well, you're not. If you're out of breath now, do you think you're going to feel in 30 years' time?
So now
you're pushing it back onto them so that they actually then start to make some better decisions about their lifestyle that can improve them and help them. Someone's just saying, quality content, guys, this is helping me massively. Thank you for that. I'm glad you appreciate that. Sometimes I don't know what comes out of my mouth either. And we get magic from this. This is one of the reasons why we can delve into stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, that was a whirlwind. 37 minutes.
No, good. I've enjoyed it. I have got a question, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know online is obviously a massive piece of the puzzle when it comes to marketing, but obviously I'm starting out as a PT. I'm doing PT mainly for my, I've got this kind of yearning to get in front of people, just to bump my confidence up, build the relationships. Obviously my 5-year plan is to be a bit a leader in the fitness, but my kind of 2-year plan is to grow a really good face-to-face client base in my local area. My question is, how can I, what would be a few good ways of representing myself locally to get my name out there that doesn't involve online marketing, if that makes sense?
Yeah, so you need to go where, so in marketing, we've got a saying, fish where the fish are. So if your target audience is new dads, where do new dads go? Where do they hang out? And it could be everywhere, obviously, is one of the, but that doesn't really help you. But do they go to five-a-side football? And if so, then they might already be looking after themselves. So where does that go where they're not looking after themselves? And like, you might be able to sell to those and want to improve what they're doing. But is that your target audience specifically? So I think you've got to get really clear on the target audience. Is it this or is it this? And it can be both. But if it is both, you're diluting it because you've got 50% of the time here and 50% here. And you might actually make more. So there's some research.
There is, I think the reason the dad kind of idea has always been in my head is because I think people will be able to resonate with my journey better.
Yeah.
And if they can resonate with my journey, it's almost a selling point in itself, isn't it? Like I've gone from being a dad 7 years ago to putting on a load of muscle, my strength's gone through the roof, I'm more functional, I'm fitter, I'm happier, I'm more confident. Yeah. And that story in itself, if I heard that from another dad and I was out of shape, I'd be like,
well, you
wow,
just
you've done
that,
this
you literally saying that and I'm like, fuck, that's what I should be doing, right? Just words alone. But if you're on social media and you're typing that, there's no passion, there's no personality.
No.
Whereas if you're doing stuff like this, why don't you go interview 10 dads, go live like we do,
and it's a great idea. That
the last one we did with David last week, he now goes live in his own group on Your Art Butler. So from him going on this, he's now going to do that, and he sold a couple of paintings from it, which is amazing, right?
Yeah.
So who are you going to interview? Go find new dads. Hey, guys, any new dads out here who are like maybe putting on a little bit of weight and want to reduce that weight, I'd like to interview you, find out why you put on the weight, what you're doing to take that weight off, and see if we can give you any hints and tips. Like,
yeah.
What I said to you, do you mind if we do some coaching? We've actually done a lot of coaching, right?
Yeah.
Then people watching it are going to get the value, and then they're going to resonate with you. They're going to resonate with your story, your personality, your character, the authenticity, the trust, the all of that stuff that we wrote there. Then they're going to buy from you, because you're people who've never heard of you, don't know who you are. You're selling to people who actually quite like you. Now, also, by the way, and I often say this, you're going to get people who hate you, and you're going to get people who like you. And I love that. So if I can make someone hate me, brilliant. Because now I've qualified them out. They're never going to get on the phone and waste my time ever. They're just going to ignore me.
Yeah.
If I, conversely to that, you're also going to find people who absolutely love you, adore you. We get fan mail, for crying out loud. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they buy everything that you do. So you want to polarize. If people people don't go live like this because they're worried about what people think. Well, what if someone don't like me? Awesome, in my book. Fuck off then. I don't need you in my life.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I need people who want more of it, and we can sell that much easier to those type of people and help them get the result, because they're going to listen and do everything that we say. Not this guy who doesn't like me and going to question everything I say. And as a PT, he was like, well, are you sure I should be doing this? Just shut up and do it, will you? You know, if at first you don't, you do what your coach told you to do the first time. So, like, you need to go where the fish are.
Like,
where would that be?
You know what's interesting is, I think that in itself is a not a problem, but something to think about, because mums are a lot more social than dads. And I think, I know through my own experience, and this is kind of one of the reasons why I want to be a PT, is I've excelled in so many areas becoming a dad and fitter, but my social life has gone down. And I'm not saying I'm being a PT to have a better social life, but the interaction with people, different personalities and stuff. I think for dads, there aren't many areas for them to socialize other than the pub, or, you know what I mean?
I meet new people as well. As we mature as men, I think we purposefully put barriers in place we want a smaller group of friends because we've been hurt before, so we trust as close a circle, if you like. That is a sign of maturing. But I also believe I don't want to hang out with people who are earning £7.50 an hour. I want to hang out with people who are on yachts, right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with people who earn £7.50 an hour, but the level of conversation I can have with that person, I like talking about investing in property and FTSE 100 and AT&T dividend share. I like that level of conversation. I can't have that conversation with those people. I want a conversation. Yeah. I'm looking at a speedboat right now. It's only a £5,000 thing, but first boat kind of thing. I can't have that level of conversation with someone who's on benefits, for example. But as nice as they might be, and that's not to say we haven't got contacts or friends who are at that level, but we can't have those conversations. And so we keep our circle as narrow as we can. My old friendship used to be around basketball, because we'd go out and we'd drink, we'd chase girls, and we'd play basketball. That was the things that we used to do. And I outgrew that because I wanted to go out and make some more cash and live a life that I could, you know, dream of.
Yeah.
So my circle got a lot smaller, because the only thing that I had in common with them was the basketball, really. And that's kind of basketball, because I'm more focused on work. So I think that happens naturally. And I think giving men an outlet where they're in a group or a community, i.e. your Facebook group, where they can see Bob, and Bob's lost 10 kilos in 12 weeks and he's looking like a brick shit house. And you're like, damn, Bob, how did you do that? And Bob says, oh, I just did this and this. I'll show you. Phil. I use Luke. Brilliant. That's exactly
what.
There's a book called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's by a couple called Barbara and Alan Pease, P-E-A-S-E. And it's something like why men don't listen and women can't read maps. It's something like that.
Yeah.
And what it means is that when we all sat around our caves, the women would sit around with the babies and they'd have really good peripheral vision. And they, you know, in modern day, they go to a party and they know who's just fallen out with who, who's had an argument, who's having an affair. They know all that stuff, right? When men go to a party, we know what's broken and needs fixing, and we know where all the emergency exits are.
Yeah. That's so true, yeah.
And our eyesight is better because we'd be shooting saber-toothed tigers for lunch and then we'd drag it back. And that's, and when we get back to the cave, we'd light the fire, we'd sit, we wouldn't say anything. What's wrong? Nothing. And we just stare at the fire.
That's
play on the Xbox instead of staring at fires. And the wife thinks we're in a mood and we're not. We're just like solving our problems in our head, whereas women talk about it. And understanding those differences, I think, is really vital as well. And being able to provide a platform and a community for other people from a mental health point of view, because they do go hand in hand, I think that's awesome. So that's exactly what creating that group for dads.
Definitely.
It could be new dads. It could be 20, you know, dads who've had kids for 2 years. Because I think they have a different set of problems than dads with 2 year olds. You know,
they do. Oh, of course, definitely.
They still have to express themselves as males in some way, and obviously, you're not allowed to express yourself at all in 2020 because everything's something masculinity, toxic masculinity. Toxic.
Yeah,
hate it. Like Gillette coming out and having a go at men. Like, come on, I don't use Gillette razors because of that advert.
Yeah.
We're supposed to all have each other's backs. We communicate by thumping and anger. I don't mean thumping people. I mean banging the desk and playing sport and knocking people over. That's how we communicate. And now we're not
I agree.
And we need a way of doing it. I've got a boxing bag downstairs and it's wonderful. Great to get into rhythm. I listen to hip hop. Doing it, and I think I'm in a fight. It's really invigorant, but you're not allowed to
agree
in 2020. And men have that outlet. So, I don't mean a physical outlet. I mean expressing.
Might
be in a physical manner through sport or through PT or but I think you hit the nail on that. Quite honestly.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Good conversation.
Well, the good news is you can watch the replay because this video.
Yeah, I know. Make some notes.
I'll put this onto iTunes as well, so we'll get you on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Spotify. We don't get many downloads on Spotify, but it's always cool to say, I'm on Spotify, don't you know?
Yeah, of course.
But you can download this and like, it's hard because you're in it and you'll cringe watching yourself because I always do. But you can then text some notes because obviously we've gone through
a lot. Yeah.
But no, I think that's.
No, it's been good, valuable, definitely.
Good. Well, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate
it. No problem.
Address? Have you got a website right now?
Yeah, it's lukegoodwinpt.com.
So lukegoodwinpt.com, let me put that in. And what I would do, Luke Goodwin, yeah, I think I've done it right. What I would do is, after this is finished, go and type up the URL in the Facebook group as well. If people want to make a connection, then they just need to go onto your website. And if his dad's watching this, oh my God, they just literally described me to a T. And Luke's clearly your man.
Cool.
Right, good stuff. Thank you for joining us today.
No props.
Have yourself a wicked day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.